The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
To catch up with Corey Enright and, of course, Prestige Jayco bringing us the Cats assistant coach. I think he's in position downstairs. Boris Kingy up in the K-Rock box with Benny Cass, Neildy, Mark Brown, Pete Ryan and Heath Buck. Firstly, a couple of changes at selection, and obviously in those you go out with two forwards in Fort and Rowan, but you bring in a defender and a small forward. Will it change how you structure up tonight up Fort?
Yeah, it does. Obviously, losing a couple of players, one through injury, and it's not ideal, but we still certainly got some guys that we think have playing some good footy to come in. Obviously, Busey and Fogarty have played a fair bit in the VFL and done really well, so we're really keen and excited to get those guys in for their first game for the season.
Busey obviously will play down back. Does that mean you have to reshuffle the back line and somebody may get squeezed towards the forward line, maybe one of Henry or Taylor who have some experience playing in the forward line?
Yeah, maybe. We'll just have to look and wait and see how the game's going and what we're going to do. Obviously, we've played with different structures before in the past, but yeah, we're going to have a different lineup, that's for sure.
Talk to us about the week around the club coming off a loss, and I know you've been around it for a while, and the talk's always been that the mood never changes at Geelong. Whether you win or lose, it's always fairly even, and you move on fairly quickly. The fact that it's a 6-day break probably helps.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, obviously you don't have too much time to worry about what's going on. We obviously we travelled away, so we got back and reviewed the game really quickly and really thoroughly, and then tried to give the guys a plan for the rest of the week, and we normally respond pretty well off those shorter breaks, so I think the guys will be looking forward to getting out here tonight, especially back at home against the quality side.
Boris, Lee Brown, good luck tonight. What do you reckon of Potthole's jacket?
Well, he's pretty happy with it, so I'm not too sure. Yeah, it looks alright from the front. I don't know about the back.
You got a skateboard you can lend him?
Yeah, he looked good walking down the Mall of Geelong, didn't he?
Gary Rowan obviously misses tonight through concussion. Can you tell us how he's recovering and if he's expected just to miss the one?
Yeah, just the one. He recovered pretty well, actually, and he was running around yesterday trying to put his hand up for training. But, we probably just took the conservative side because that's his second head knock as well. So, he'll be right to go next week.
Boris, Mark Neild here. Good luck for this evening. You said that you reviewed the game quickly and moved on and tried to give the boys a plan for this week. What are you able to share a couple of the learnings you got out of the match in Adelaide last week?
Oh, yeah, I think it was pretty well. You guys would have seen it as well as we did. We obviously didn't start the game very well, and we sort of got smacked around the ball a little bit early. So when you do that, you're on your back foot, and we were probably trying to, I guess, stay in the game and find ways to stay in the game after that. And I thought we did that, hung in there okay and gave ourselves a chance to win the game. So that's obviously a positive. But I guess we just want to focus on the start of the game and trying to make it obviously hard for the opposition. And we felt like we gave them too many easy chances to take territory early in the game.
Yeah, look, I saw what you saw. Absolutely, you guys are right in the game. You could have pinched it at the end there. Just from for our listeners' point of view, when you say that you thought for a components of the game, you got smacked around the ball. What does a coaching group do about that? Like, I'm sure we've moved past the time where you just tell the players to play harder. How do you educate them to be better around the ball this evening?
Well, I think it's obviously it's Matty Knights' his go-to, and I think he's done a great amount of work this week on just getting the boys back to playing their obviously their strengths, and we've got some really good contested players inside our midfield, and just getting back to playing the way that they have played for most of their career. And we all know that footy, you have a bad week, and I've just felt like probably had too many in having the bad week at once. So I'm sure that our mids will respond, and there is ways you can sort of obviously help bringing a forward up and congesting the stoppages with your backs and all those sorts of things. So there's lots of different ways to do it, but we probably just want to get back to being a bit stronger around the footy.
Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, speaking with Cats assistant coach Corey Enright. Here's Pete Ryan on K-Rock.
Good luck tonight, Boris. The forward line last week probably didn't fire as it has all year. Did Port Adelaide take away some of your strengths, and what did you learn from what they did last week?
Yeah, we had a down day as a group, and some of our individuals probably didn't play the way that they'd like to. I don't think I know there was a bit of commentary during the week around Port Adelaide and sort of how they played us, but I don't think it was too different to our sides as played us previously. But I just thought that some of their defenders were really diligent and done the job really well, and we found it hard. Obviously, we didn't get too many easy ball coming in, and we had to sort of fight for our possessions, in which we generally do pretty well. But as a whole, we were down on our output this season.
And a key cog was missing Asava Radaglia, and obviously we were hoping to see him tonight, but misses again. Can you give us an update as to how far away he might be?
Yeah, obviously, especially with Sav and the type of athlete he is, we're probably just once again going down the path that it's a long season and making sure that he's cherry ripe before he comes back in. He's done some running today, and hopefully he'll be back sooner rather than later.
Corey, the big boy up forward, the 26. Tommy's had a great year last week. Wasn't his best game, obviously, but he's a little bit a victim of the ball coming down to him. No doubt he'll be keen to make amends tonight. And he's against a really good opponent, obviously, in Talia. That'll be a great matchup.
It will be one to look out for. Obviously, Talia and Hawke have probably done it for near on 10 to 12 years together. They normally play on each other, and it's normally a good tussle. But, he was obviously well beaten by Cleary, I thought, played him really well last week. So he'll be looking to bounce back, as will all of our boys.
How's the Bush Inn going?
Yeah, the Inn Hotel and the Geelong Hotel. Thanks for that. There's a nice little plug for the boys. Hopefully there's a few down there tonight, having a couple of pots before the game.
So Friday night footy, does that mean you get him behind the jump tomorrow night?
if you want a nice beer, you don't want me pouring it, that's for sure.
Are you no good, are you?
I'm shocking.
You got tennis elbow.
Yeah, I'm good at wiping the benches down.
Boris, Nathan Kruger's name got brought up by Chris Scott during the week in his media conferences. Forwards coach, are you liking what you're seeing from the youngster from South Australia?
Yeah, I am. He's had a lot. His last probably 3 or 4 weeks have been really strong and really powerful and dynamic. And he's had a good month. And I think if he got his opportunity, he'd be one guy that would certainly catch the eyes of some people that haven't seen too much of him. He's a different type of player, and he's very unique, and he plays for keeps. So he's an exciting prospect, and hopefully we can have a look at him before the season's out.
He had a little bit of a stint down back. Was that to help with his... I know obviously you had an overload of tall forwards in the VFL, but it also helped with his learning of his forward craft?
Yeah, I think it does. I think when guys... we've seen it in the past with a few, with guys have gone down back and come back probably better players for it, for forwards. So obviously in his first year, it's good for his development, it's good for his learning, and I know our VFL team like to throw it around a bit just for those educational purposes and to see what they can learn going forward.
We haven't seen Lockie Fogarty since late last year. He must be champing at the bit to get out there.
He sure is, yeah. He's obviously had his setbacks and he got his injury, and he was very good with his rehab and got himself back, and he's we probably tried to get him in the last few weeks, so he'd be really itching for his opportunity. I'm no doubt that he'll give us something tonight.
Did somebody from a rival media outlet try and put you off, Corey?
It's only Silly Bill, it's all right.
Silly Bill. He's pointing fingers down there, is Silly Bill. Good to see that Silly Bill's here, actually down doing some work, which is good. Boris, hey, we always appreciate your time. Good luck tonight, and hopefully the 4 points are in the bag come about 20 past 10 tonight.
Thank you, thanks.
Corey Enright joining us down boundary side. Prestige Jayco, of course, bringing us the pre-match interview. Tony and John Spence and the team, Australia's number one motorhome dealer on the Bellarine Highway at Newcombe.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.